What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
You know, Origin 2 is edging ever closer, and that's big news that for a whole lot of people. You don't even have to be a rugby league fanatic to look forward to Origin. It's such a, it's almost a life and death struggle between New South Wales and Queensland. But there's another aspect to what's going on too, and this is this adulation being enjoyed by one Reece Walsh. In recent times, I can't remember. There have been other, you know, heroes over the years. You've probably got your own. I'm just looking at the coverage here in the Courier Mail. There's Thurstow, and he was... there was a magic about Thurston when he'd run on the field or when he'd walk down the street or whatever. But this is something I haven't seen for, well, at least a long time. This is the adulation of Reece Walsh. Listen to this. It says in the Courier Mail today, rock star Reece is back with a bang. Queensland star Reece Walsh suffered a sickening concussion in Origin 1, and he admits the sight of his eyes rolling in the back of his head was a worrying sight for his little number one fan. That's his little girl, Layla, his daughter. But a fortnight on from being knocked senseless in the opener, Walsh was back in business and welcomed like NRL royalty. That's an understatement. In Toowoomba yesterday, you probably saw it on your TV screens. It's just remarkable. Anyway, he's been cleared of concussion for Origin. But Walsh had Maroon supporters in raptures as the Queensland team rolled into Toowoomba for the fan day. He was the king of Garden City. Raucous applause every time he touched the ball, of course. And it goes on to say, it was like a public holiday for the folk of Toowoomba. Local kids skipping school. The crowd of more than 7,500 flocked to watch their Maroons heroes. But the number one favourite, of course, was Walsh. No bigger hero, it says here. The locals cheered his every touch. Walsh waved to the crowd with a smile that suggested he was not only revelling in the attention, but primed to terrorise the Blues. Anyway, it says here, it was magical mayhem. Walsh is a living, breathing billboard for the NRL. I put a call through to a gentleman who will relate to this because he was like that when he used to run out too. This is a gentleman going back, well, a few years now, but my God, he was a legend. I've got it on the line, actually, the rugby league legend. His name's Chris Close, known as Choppy. Choppy Close. G'day, Chop.
Hey, Macca, how you going, buddy?
This must bring back some memories when you see this adulation. I mean, you know, people, women almost fainting with this young bloke. He's magic, isn't he? He's just a magnet.
He is, and you know, obviously, it's a result of a different style of media marketing. The game has never been more popular than what it is now because of all the things that the you know, social medias particularly bring right to your doorstep, right into your hand, right into your pocket every day. Yeah. They can bring a story and a photo and an experience that we ever, you know, it wasn't part of our deal. Our deal was a journalist would come to training, he'd watch you train, him and about three black dogs would be there down on the side of the field. And then he'd go back and he'd write a story, and then they had to wait till the next day for that story to come out, and that'd be read in the local newspaper. So adulation wasn't such a kind of big component back in my day, and you know, rightly so. I'm not knocking it. I think it's fantastic for the game, and it's great to have the opportunity for people to hang on that. And you know, we're living in tough times at the moment. Probably the toughest times that I've lived through in my 65 years are current now. You know, it's impossible to afford rental on a house and to buy a house, to find a house to live in. Yeah. All of those things, people are doing it really tough. Yes. So these bright lights in their daytime or their weekly event is such a big thing for them.
Isn't it funny? I didn't realise the difference, and a lot of it's to do with social media, obviously. But in your day, I mean, you were a household name with a capital H. Every time you'd go, obviously, you had to sign autographs galore, et cetera, et cetera. Interesting, though, the game is also a different game, Choppy. It was rough and tumble in your day. There are more protections now, but you must have even got a shock the other day when you saw him knocked out cold.
It was a violent act, and, you know, it doesn't matter who was at fault. It doesn't matter whether Reece was slipping or whether he was ducking or what the other fellow was doing either. The point of the matter is that we now know that when you make contact with the head to that extent, the concussion can and sometimes does create a thing called CTE, which you can't deal with, you can't treat, you can't even measure the extent of it until after you've died. So right now in our game, we can't afford to allow players to hurt permanently and maim the opposition. And the referee had no choice but to send him off, whether regards of you're a New South Welshman or a Queenslander. Our ultimate aim is to protect the players. And it doesn't matter if they're players at origin level or if they're the players in the under-sevens that are starting their future as a prospective rugby league player.
Yes.
If we don't stand up and counter those sort of attacks and penalise those attacks, then we're not proper human beings.
When it's origin and you've got those tens of thousands actually at the ground, you've got hundreds of thousands or more across the country, for a referee to send somebody off, admittedly it was a dreadful business. Should it have been 10 minutes or for the duration?
It warranted the duration. As you said, you described the event very clearly, mate.
Mm.
It made direct contact with Reece in the head to the extent that the concussion was immediate, and you can tell that by the recoil of his head as it flicked back.
Mm.
And he hit the ground, and he was snoring on the ground for a matter of minutes before he regained consciousness in the extent that he could control his bodily functions. So, you know, that was a violent event. And I'm not saying that Joseph Suaalii is a violent player. I'm saying it was a contact that was illegal, and there's no 10 minutes. Origin is no different. We've got just as much responsibility to protect our players at origin level as we do at any other level they play.
Mm.
And he had no choice but to send him off. And sure, that's not what the spectators want. Mm. They want to see a game that's, you know, 13 versus 13.
Mm.
But sometimes this happens. This happened this time. There's only been 6 send-offs ever in 41 years of Origin history. So that was a night that we all had to deal with it, and we all had to deal with it for the right reason.
Yeah. Can I ask you about the sort of adulation? I mean, back in your day, I mean, you got several, if I remember rightly, State of Origin Man of the Match awards for a start. So you're right up there. So you can actually comment on the level of fame that you get fundamentally from the television coverage, from the huge number of people that go along to State of Origin. What's it like walking down the street and everyone stares at you and recognises you and pats you on the back?
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, back in the day, it wasn't anywhere near to the extent of what we saw at Toowoomba yesterday. It was, you know, people did know who you were. We were all dressed in our Queensland Origin uniforms. We would walk down to the street for a coffee before our final run or after our final run. And, you know, people would come to the training sessions, but nothing like it is now.
Mm.
But, you know, to describe it anything else as one of the most wonderful parts of your life is ridiculous. Mm. It's nice to be, you know, to have people know who you are, recognise what you're doing and support that concept. And you feel like you've got a reason to be there when people tell you that they, you know, they understand why you're there. And they do that through that adulation. And that's just natural. It's a natural thing that, you know, you go back to the Roman era where they had to fight a lion. You know, they threw the slaves into the ring with a lion and everybody went there and cheered for the slave, but he had no chance. But that's just how, you know, sport has become. It's people following somebody and Reece has become the pin-up boy for Queensland. There's no doubt about that.
Yes, certainly has. By the way, have you still got mates from the game, blokes you still catch up with occasionally that you used to play with or against?
Yeah, no, for sure. That's part of the deal. You know, we all, you know, make sure that we pay due respects to our past players or the players that we played with. And I'm lucky enough, mate, to be part of an organisation called the Fogs. So the Fogs is formed from any player that plays for Queensland in the State of Origin arena becomes a former Origin great.
Mm.
So I'm one of the directors of that organisation, and we have a lot of opportunity to catch up with our members, and we've got a whole corporation now where we facilitate opportunities to educate and put programs in place to help our Indigenous people in the community. And, you know, it's very rewarding to be a part of that. And we often see a lot of our past players, you know, coming through the doors as a result of making our trips to the community.
Now, I can't let you go without a look at next Wednesday night's big match in Melbourne. What are your thoughts?
I'm always going to tell you the same thing, Mac. I don't know how many years you and I have been talking to each other. I can't change. I won't change. I think Queensland will win. We've got a very good team, but sadly, so have they. So we're going to be up against it, and we will find something. We played well enough to beat the team the other day, and remembering they only had 12 men, they played outstanding rugby league.
Yes.
They really did.
Yes.
Put us into a position where there were a couple of moments in the game where I thought, hang on a minute, this could go the other way. And you know what? Next Wednesday night's not going to be any different.
Yeah.
They're going to do that again. And we're going to have to find something to absolutely make sure that we can combat that. And even having Reece back in the team, he's still going to have to play to the top of his ability,
yeah,
as will every other player, to be able to make sure we can beat them. And we can beat them. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, they're going to be tough to beat, though.
It's been really, really fascinating, as always, Choppy. Thank you.
Mate, my pleasure. And I want to say thank you for keeping our dream alive,
yeah,
and our game alive,
yes,
and bringing it to everybody every opportunity you get, mate. It's a wonderful thing that you're doing. We have got a great legacy in Origin history, but we've also got a great opportunity in Origin future. And if people can have a better day, if they can aspire,
yes,
to do what these guys are doing, you know, it's all a good thing. And that's what I really feel proud about, that, you know, there's a contribution into the community through the efforts and deeds of those young men. And,
yeah,
you know, they should be adulated for that. There's no doubt about it. So thank you, mate.
Oh, thank you, Chop.